This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Yes, you hear him on 92.3 The Fan throughout every Browns game. You also hear him anywhere on the Browns Radio Network. He is a super friend to the show, and he is the man that brings the Browns into your car, into your life, into your radio. Each and every Sunday, he is Andrew Siciliano, proud winner of Fact or Fiction just 2 weeks ago, and he's on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Probably one of the greatest moments in your life, winning Fact or Fiction 2 weeks ago, I'm sure.
Sure. I honestly don't remember that I won because, like, sometimes you declare a winner and then you change your mind the next segment and, you know, I'm down the hall grabbing a Danish and a cup of coffee and I'm told that I no longer won because, again, I mean, you make up the scoring and make up the rules as you go. But I do enjoy playing.
All you need to do is pay off the judge and you'll be in great shape. You'll win every week. I don't know if you know that, but Gerard's been doing that for weeks. And my car thanks him and I thank him as well. So
sorry for the humility. To win something that doesn't have any criteria.
Well, I determine the criteria each and every week. That's the beauty of Fact or Fiction. That's why it's must listen to.
Beauty is one way of putting
you,
it.
You truly do enjoy this, I think, more than everything.
Because it's complete and utter nonsense, and I am I hearken back to the roots of the entire segment, which makes me think of whose line is it anyway?
Andrew, he's hearkening.
I am. It's whose line is it anyway?
Can I hearken back to the last time Caleb Williams and Shador Sanders were on the same field together?
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about that? Why don't you give us some news and information? Yes,
that game was in Boulder, Colorado. USC won 48-41. So they combined for 89 points.
Ooh.
The two quarterbacks combined for 784 yards, 66-0 completions, and 10 passing touchdowns. Shador also ran for a touchdown. So they combined for 11 touchdowns and over 800 yards of total offense.
Gotta like that.
I'm excited.
Let's go. Mix in 5 degrees below zero. We have something.
If we have 89 points combined in a 2-degree game on Sunday, I will walk home.
Riddle me this one. Play along.
Yeah.
I've done a good job in the last couple of days of making people mad by, again, pointing out facts.
Okay.
We did a little exercise yesterday where we looked at rookie quarterbacks in their first three starts.
Sure.
And the two guys here who had the best were Baker Mayfield and Cody Kessler.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, so, hey, love what Shador has done so far, and let's see where it can go. You've seen progress. I've seen progress.
Absolutely.
What do you want to see next?
More progress. I mean, the guy, he's doing great. Let's give him credit. He deserves it.
Without question.
Doing great. I think it also should be noted, and don't yell back at me, that Tommy Rees and Bill Musgrave and Kevin Stefanski also, it's like it's a group effort here.
No, and Shador, Andrew.
Yes, amazing.
Andrew,
isn't
coaching
it?
Had nothing to do with this.
Listen, it's all part of an operation. Shador is the player, however, and Shador absolutely deserves the praise that he is deservedly getting here. Baker, by the way, that first start, Baker on the road in Oakland against the Raiders, where they got screwed on a fourth down spot late in the game. They totally should have won that game. I'm still angry over that one. But Shador, back to Shador, he looked great. There's so many little things. You know, Kevin pointed out the after the Devin Bush interception, where on third down he made space in the pocket, moved around, tried to create something, realized it wasn't there, threw it away. You live to see another day. Tommy Rees also mentioned that today on the podium. I mean, those are little things that are victories for any young quarterback. He is a rookie quarterback. Patrick Mahomes did not start until, was it week, well, it was pre-2020, so week 17 throwaway game. He started the entire, he sat on the bench the entire year. I had a conversation with David Carr, obviously former number one overall pick with the Houston Texans, in training camp in Berea, and I said, are you team sit or team play for rookie quarterbacks? He said, absolutely team sit. Don't go out there week one and get thrown to the wolves and get ruined. Shador came in second half of the season. He's getting better every week. And last week, despite the loss, the numbers, when you sit back and look at him, and the play, when you go back and watch the tape, it was pretty damn fun. And I'll be honest, guys, I left the stadium depressed. You know, they lost to the Titans. If you had told me that morning, I would have punched you in the face.
Yep.
But I had a beer with my brother. We're watching Packers Bears. And then you sit back and breathe and let it all sink in, and you're like, yeah, they lost. He looked really good.
Riddle me this one.
Yeah.
Does Dylan Gabriel fit into this thing anymore?
I don't know. I think it's too early to tell. I think it's a fair question. A lot could change between now and next April.
Yes, it could.
Truly, truly, truly. On so many different levels. I think Dylan Gabriel can play in this league. He can. I think his college resume speaks to it. I think the way he played in the preseason speaks to it. I think the way he sees the field, he too is a rookie quarterback. Can we show him some grace? Right? Let's look at both QBs through the same lens. They are both rookie quarterbacks drafted in the third and fifth rounds who deserve some grace and also deserve criticism. I think Dylan Gabriel can play in this league. And if he's around next year, and Shador's around next year, there's obviously got to be another quarterback around next year, whomever that is. I think the best part of this, guys, is at least the possibility. We got a month to go. The possibility that you can go into next April's draft on the third Thursday of the month in Pittsburgh and not need one of your two number one picks, or both, actually. You don't need to overspend for a quarterback or take one, period. What a world that would be. Because if we do go back now to training camp, July, what do we all say? I don't care which quarterback you liked. I don't care if your team, Kenny Pickett, or if you thought Joe Flacco could totally go back to 2023 and do it all over again. All anybody wanted was, hey, I hope one of these guys they drafted can turn out to be the guy. Well, right now, Shador's got his chance, and it's certainly looking positive.
How do you do this moving forward for the rest of the season and have success when you are on your, I think it's the 114th different lineup of offensive linemen? Every week
so
it's different, bro. Every
it's a good question.
Week.
And I think it actually goes, actually, not think, I know, it goes far deeper this week than O-linemen. Lost in the Shador hype, well-deserved hype, we just talked about that for 5 minutes, was the fact that the Browns came out of this game very banged up. Njoku couldn't finish, Denzel couldn't finish, Malachi Corley and Cedric Tillman, two wide receivers, lead with concussions. There is a long list of injuries. Go look at the list yesterday. Today's Thursday, one step closer to game day. You hope some of those names go from limited to full or from DNP to limited, and you hope you can get these guys back on the field on Sunday. But not only O-line, but all throughout the roster, this is a banged-up group, and that has been totally overlooked this week, as everyone should.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's their Shador Instagram videos.
Agreed. What do you think of what Ben Johnson has done in Chicago? What's been the biggest difference for that team?
They beefed up the interior of the offensive line, spent a lot of money, got Joe Tooney from Kansas City, among other moves. Jonah Jackson, the Buckeye, got him from the Rams. He was kind of a washout here, one and done. It's working there in Chicago. And they're running the snot out of the football. As much as Quinshon is getting hit in the backfield, I think the stat we had last week going into the game was like hit 90% of his yards were after contact, which is just mind-numbing. It's the other way around for the Bears. I think they average like 2.7 yards until their backs get hit. So they are blowing holes open in the run game. And Caleb Williams is playing on rhythm and in structure most of the time, and when he doesn't, he still has the spectacular in him. Like, go back and watch that game from last week. I did it again last night with the Packers, and there's some plays he makes, like the ball that he threw to Olamide Zaccheaus, the touchdown of the end zone where he was on the roll to the right. It went right through Kayshon Nixon's hands. Now, it was probably a dangerous ball, but I mean, wow. I mean, like, holy wow. So he still has that. And as Schwartz pointed out today, and they pointed this out on the broadcast last night, he has like an almost teleporting superhero-like ability to not get sacked when there's a free runner. And I got to rewind it and watch it again, but Schwartz must have seen the same TV copy because it's something like there were 38 untouched blitzers this year, something like that, coming into the game. And none of them had sacked him.
Interesting.
Like, think about it.
Yeah.
Like, you saw Grant Delpit get the Cam Ward a couple of times close to, you know, they brought him on a blitz. He almost got there. And the one, Cam Ward got an angry run from Kyle Brandt on GMFB because he was able to wrestle out of it. Yeah, 30, how many ever times? Every time that's happened to Caleb this year, he has avoided being sacked.
Andrew, how do you, when people evaluate football teams, they always say, like, when you're a three-win team and you're heading towards the end, they're like, that team quit on their coach. Or, oh, man, I can't believe these guys are still playing hard for that guy. When you're watching the end of a season and you see that there is no hope of the playoffs involved, how do you evaluate whether a team is still working hard, still believes in their head coach, and all the things that go along with that?
I think the tape tells the story. You know it when you see it. But conversely, there have been teams that have totally turned around those opinions. When the Dolphins left here last, what is it, 2 months ago now, whatever it was, when we beat the Dolphins, I was convinced that day that the Dolphins did not want to be there. But like in the second half,
Did you guys feel the same way? It did not look like the Dolphins wanted to be a Heineken.
Agreed completely.
Yeah.
Well, look what they've done now.
Yep. They're playing.
So you can turn things around, but I do think the last month of how a team performs when it knows it is out of the postseason does say a lot. There are 9 teams currently eliminated from postseason contention, Browns being one of those 9. And there are a bunch of elimination scenarios this week. The Chiefs guys could be eliminated this week. I mean, just wrap your head around that.
Are you surprised about that, by the way, in Kansas City?
I am.
Every run seems to have an expiration date, but I don't know that anybody thought that that was in 2025.
Yeah, I don't know if it's totally expired, because that would be suggesting that they can't pick it back up again next year. I think Patrick Mahomes is the ultimate deodorant, and any roster problem you had, he could get rid of it. But this year, he can't. And if you go back, watch the Travis Kelce clip with his brother Jason on the New Heights podcast this week, where he has this look of pure dejection, where he is saying, basically, I keep going out there, and I think that it's going to change, but like I look left and I look right and it's not changing. He's not throwing his teammates under the bus, but like, it's just this realization that it might be over. It might be over for him too, career wise. And that would be sad to see, but you read his body language and that's what I'm seeing. But their difference is 1-score games this year. I think they're 1-6 in 1-score games, or 1-7. And last year they were like 10-0 or 10-1. And, you know, the math people will tell you that's just regression to the mean. It's inevitable. But you look at it and you say the O-line's not there, and they're dropping passes, and the magic just isn't there. And for some reason, they have totally flipped that.
Andrew, I have 30 seconds to ask you the most important question in this interview.
I'm long-winded, yes.
That's right. Now, in honor of the Browns playing in Chicago this week, Chicago-style pizza, overrated or underrated?
It's neither. It just, you know, stays with you like you carry it with you like luggage.
Yes.
Yeah, it's delicious. And I'm a Geno's East guy. It's the original one in Streeterville, not like the other ones that popped up. You know, by the Northwestern Law Campus over there where my dad went. But it stays with you for a week and a half.
Yeah, that's why I think it's overrated. Same thing. I agree with everything you just said.
It's a casserole.
Yeah, it's not. It's too much. It's just too much pizza. I can't believe I actually said that. It's one of my favorite foods. All right.
You just said too much pizza.
It's just too much. I was going to go steak. Now, I do think steaks in Chicago, underrated. Like, I think Chicago is a great steak town.
Chicago is a great steak town.
It is a great
steak town. Absolutely.
Cleveland's got great steak houses, too.
Oh, we do. We do.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Legends of Gibson's. And many nights there.
I was more of a Hugo's Frog Bar next door guy, but they were connected. Gibson's did have the great bar scene, especially there in the Rush Street Triangle that has another name.
Yes, Dublin. I can't remember a place called Dublin's there. It was a small place. I don't know if it's still there or not, but I always thought they had outstanding food, too. That's all I got for you.
I moved to Chicago at 21 years old. Gentlemen, it's a great town to live in when you're 21 years old.
And we'll leave it at that. We can't wait to hear you on Sunday calling the game.
Yeah, that'd be no horrible story. It's just good times.
All right. Well, maybe we'll throw some state questions in Fact or Fiction.
Go for it.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.